Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our HRMC call this beautiful Monday morning, March 11th, 2019. Glad all of you were able to get your clocks sprung forward and joining us on the call this morning. We've got a power pack call lined up. We've got Mr. Mike Riches joining us from actually outside of Denver, Colorado. He's on a family trip out there, and we'll be hearing from him as well as Mr. Michael Dagan from Florida, but is actually in Detroit this morning doing some group presentations this week. And we've also got Platinum Executive Director Mr. Jim Tanner joining us from Boston. Appreciate each of you joining us on the call. We've got a power pack call, a lot of associates joining us this morning. Thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule and participating on a call like this. It's a great way to kick your week off. Just a few announcements that I have. One is this is not on our website yet, but will be up shortly this morning. We put together a little group starter kit. We used to have this, you know, a year ago and discontinued it, but we've redesigned it. It's a little cheaper. I think it's about $75, and it's got in there the folders, the Harvard White folders with all of the material in them ready to go into a decision-maker meeting, as well as 100 applications, 100 placemat brochures, some of the little gift items, just kind of a package to help people get started. So it's a little cheaper than the old kit, but it gives you all the marketing material you need to prospect your first group and open and enroll your first group. It's got the group authorization cards in there, the group report sheets, as I mentioned, the applications brochures, as well as the marketing material to get you in the front door. The only thing not in there is business cards, so you'd put a business card in there and you'd be ready to go. So those will be available on the HRMC store later today. I'd hope that they were going to be up this morning, but it's not showing, so it's probably going to be up just in the next little bit, but be sure to check that out, and we'll send an email on that as well. Good news on Dallas. Some of you have procrastinated. I'm sure most of you listening this morning have registered. Some of you have not. If you haven't, this is good news because the cutoff for Dallas pre-registration was on Friday, the 8th. But they have extended that until the 15th. So you have till this Friday to get your ticket. Now, if you don't get it by this Friday, there will not be any other extension. You can do a walk-in price, which is, I think, $129 or $149, but we still have some discounted tickets available. We've sold out of our bundle, but we've got associates in other organizations that still have discounted tickets, so we still have some of the $69 Dallas tickets available. You can register for Dallas right in the back office. Mike, you and I were talking last week about this event, and Jim was on the call too. It's going to be a spectacular event. In my 23 years, I've really never been more excited about an event than I am right now, but most of that is because I'm involved in not only the planning, but I know all the announcements and all the exciting things that are going to be rolled out in Dallas. I mean, one big thing is we're going to be opening up other countries. And in countries, plural. And so you've got to be there to understand, okay, it's going to be a little different product. It's going to be a little different marketing strategy. You could miss out, not being in Dallas, you could miss out on literally millions of dollars in revenue because you missed in your organization that country. And they say, well, why didn't you get part of the country that was rolled out in 2019? Well, come up with as an excuse not to come to Dallas is not going to sound very good to your posterity, explaining why you missed out on that rollout of a new country. Another big announcement is, of course, the premium. We're switching from a counter. We've been counting counters for 43 years as a company. Mike, it might be 45 years. I don't know. But we've been counting counters, meaning when I started, you had to have 75 counters to get to executive director. Now it's 50 counters to get to executive director. Starting April 1st, that's language of the past. We no longer will use any kind of counter, and you'll see all those things change in your back offices. But here's the thing. You've got to be in Dallas to understand, okay, here's the new rules, here's the new numbers, here's how premium works. And it doesn't just affect executive director. It affects all the levels. Every level promotion will now be premium-based. So again, you can catch it up on a conference call or a series of conference calls and webinars after the event. But this is a very important part of being in Dallas, to hear it firsthand, to understand it. That's the big thing. Not just hear it, but understand and comprehend it, and watch the PowerPoint presentations and get the handouts and be there firsthand, as well as some tremendous information on group marketing, which is really our focus here as a team. In fact, on Wednesday, prior to March 20th, so less than 10 days away, 9 days, Dallas is next week, right? No, not next week, but so the 20, no, excuse me, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong date. Okay, that threw me off. March 28th is the Dallas event. On that Wednesday, March 27th, I knew it was a Wednesday. Okay, March 27th, there's going to be a special B2B live training in Dallas, and it's going to feature Mr. Mike Riches along with several other top producers, $300,000 earner Abby Parker, who we had on our call last month, $100,000 earner Miss Rachel Lawton, who we had on our call, and then Darius Frencha, who we also had on our conference call, will all be in Dallas on Wednesday, March 27th, doing pretty much a full day of training on group marketing. I mean, that's worth coming to Dallas just to participate in that event. You can register. That event's almost sold out, but you can register in the back office. You'll see it, special B2B live training. And then the big event, the big Dallas International Convention, kicks off on Friday morning. The agenda's in the back office. You can register. And that's going to go all day Friday, into Friday evening, and all day Saturday. And then the event ends at 8 o'clock Saturday evening, excuse me, at 7 o'clock Saturday evening, and then we're going to have a team breakout at 7:30. So to close out the event, we're going to all get together as a team in Dallas. The room for that has now been posted in the back office. It's room A130 in the convention center. And the entire HRMC team is going to be there in force, and you'll have a chance to hear some really exciting announcements. We had a call on this last week as well, and have some amazing stuff that we're going to be announcing and rolling out. Again, very, very critical, important announcements to participate in and be a part of. We're talking about three days of incredible information, and we don't want you to miss it. So be sure that you're registered. Be sure that you've got your flights and hotels and everything set up now. We're less than a couple weeks away from this amazing event, and I'm so excited to spend the time with you there. And I'm telling you, I'm just so excited. I can hardly talk because I'm so excited about what's going to be rolled out. And really some of the big stuff I'm not even talking about right now, because there's a bonus program. Here I go. I'm going to talk about it for a second. There's a bonus program they're going to roll out there that will just blow you away. And I know Mr. Tanner's excited about this, but it's going to be big money, millions of dollars poured on the table by our crazy CEO, Jeff Bell, is rolling out an incentive program to help you grow your business like you've never seen before. And again, yeah, you can hop on the call that Monday morning, and we're going to have an hour-long call. But if you really think you can get 2 or 3 days of information in a one-hour call, I mean, it's going to be like just a little sip from a cup compared to, an entire trough of information. So be in Dallas. If you've made a decision not to be in Dallas, the best thing you could do is change your mind and decide to go, because it is going to be an incredible event. And get your ticket booked. You have till Friday. And not just about you, but who else can you get to Dallas? That's the mode I'm in. Who can I get to? I mean, I register. I was probably one of the first people to register for Dallas. I always have gone to the events. That's how I've earned $12 million. I don't miss events. Leaders don't miss events. But I'll tell you what, you just got to focus on getting your team there as well. So it's not just about you, but it's about your entire team in Dallas. Okay, I want to take the call real quick to Mr. Michael Dagan joining us from Detroit. Michael's one of our newer associates from Florida, doing an incredible job. He's at the senior manager level, working hard to get to director this month, and an executive director is his goal for March. Michael, I know you just flew into Detroit. You've got some group enrollments or group presentations to do this week. We'd love to – I've asked Michael just to hop on the call and share some of the things that he's doing as far as prospecting goes, and we appreciate you being on the call this morning.
Thank you very much, Mr. Richards. It's a pleasure to be on the call, and, yes, I am a prospecting crazy man. I'm in Detroit today, and we have – 6 to 7 DM meetings set up, made sure to stack them on top of each other, starting, from 11, then to 2, then to 4, then to a dinner, then the next day, until our flight out at 8 o'clock at night. And that's the key. The reason why Mr. Richards wanted me to come on board is I prospect a little different than most people. I don't really do a lot of cold calling. I don't go door-to-door in the businesses. What I do is I do informed calling. So what I basically do is I go out there and I do research on the companies that I want to do business with. One of the research tools I use is called LinkedIn, which is an incredible product. It's free to anybody to use, and you can easily find out about individuals, companies, where the people are from. And then once you decide that you want to focus on a certain group or a certain person, then you start to draft them. You start to follow what they do and like it and comment on it. And then eventually they're going to see you doing that, and then they're going to reach out to you, and that will give you your open door and then be able to go in there. The other product I really enjoy to use is called My Edge. Now, My Edge is a software program which does cost money, and this program allows me to look up a company, see how many employees they have, see what kind of benefits that they offer or don't offer, and see who exactly the main contacts are in, and that you're able to drill it down to exactly what that person is. I could drill down to, I want to know what companies are in construction in Broward County that have under 50 employees that do $2 to $3 million in sales. And it'll pull up all those companies and their owners and contacts and everybody that I want to be able to speak to on that. And then I start making my calls, whether with an email or connecting with them on LinkedIn, and said, hey, I saw that you are looking for a new insurance coming up. Is there an opportunity to talk about my protection program with you? Great. It opens up the door to be able to go from there. The key to opening up groups is getting in front of the right people. So as Mr. Richards explained, I'm new with the company. I started in November. And we're at March. To date, we have 7 groups signed up, 5 in 2019 so far. We hope to add on another 3 to 4 this month. We're really shooting for that 10 bonus structure of 10 groups for the month. The key to that is making sure that when you do meet with your decision makers, that you make them understand that this is going to help their company grow. Meaning that if their employees are not worried about identity theft, or their employees are not worried about taking off for a traffic ticket, or need to go to a lawyer to get a will or a living will taken care of, that's going to help the employer grow their business more. Because, yes, you have to let people take off. You have to let people do their own personal stuff sometimes. But at the same time, you want to be able to show them the benefits of the employee staying. Hey, if I kept your employee 3 hours a week extra of not going, and you're paying the employee $25 an hour, it's $75. Our program is $38 a month on a group program. Isn't it worth it to have that? 70% of the time I get the people to say, yes, I love it. And then the other 30% say, can the employee pay for it itself? Obviously, I have those questions. The third thing that I really, really like to do is virtual calls. So I save myself a lot of windshield time. If anybody follows me on LinkedIn or Facebook, they'll see I'm in the car, I'm here, I'm there, and so forth. That's called my windshield time. But what you don't realize is, once again, I stack those appointments. But what I do is I like to send out a little email to somebody and say, hey, can we have a virtual coffee? I send them a little GIF with a coffee cup on it with smoke coming out, and they really like that. And what I do is I get on a product called Zoom, which is free to get on, and we have a call. And not only am I able to visually see them, but I'm able to share the documents with them, show them the products right on the screen while I'm speaking with them. And then if they say, wow, this is really great, I want you to come in and meet my owner or meet my CFO, then that's able to take the next step. If I would have drove out there, sat with them, and gone through the whole program with them, and they said, well, we're not interested, or you know, my CFO wouldn't be interested in meeting with you, I've just wasted 2-3 hours of my time. My time is worth something. Your time is worth something. If you're not paying attention to your time and everything that you do, you are losing money. And you have to invest in your time. You have to invest in your business. Do not sit back and think you're going after groups and you don't attend a network marketing meeting. Not a network marketing meeting like our network. I'm talking about exchanging business cards with plumbers and electricians and realtors and so forth. And sponsoring those meetings. Yes, you do have to spend money, but we got in a business here that doesn't require us to open up an office, get accounting people, bring in products, go through the whole development. If you open up a business on your own, you're spending $50,000, $75,000 to start with. All the company asked for was the $99. So if you can't go out there and spend money on these items, such as a network marketing event, such as sponsor an event, I sponsored a B2B event, and it got me 3 appointments. Those 3 appointments obviously pan out to an incredible amount of what I'm speaking to on Wednesday for 120 employees. So that's the key, what you have to do. You have to informed call, not cold call, not warm call. Use your resources such as LinkedIn, MyEdge, and Zoom, and make sure that you invest in your business and your time and get out there and be able to get in front of as much people as possible. Be smart of how of who you're getting in front of. Thank you very much, Mr. Riches. I appreciate being part of the M&M call today, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody in Dallas.
Absolutely, Michael. Thank you very much. We appreciate sharing those tips. I love the what you're sharing about you know, using technology to do those initial presentations. I know Scott Brooks started that about a year ago. That's what he does now. So, you know, a lot of great technology available out there to get in front of people, and I hope everyone's embracing that. I know you are. Congratulations, number one, on setting a goal to be an executive director this month, and we're all cheering to make sure that happens. And thanks for hopping on the call and sharing with us what you're doing to make that a reality.
My pleasure.
I want to take the call up to Boston. We've got Platinum Executive Director and $200,000 income earner, Mr. Jim Tanner, joining us. Jim, we appreciate so much your efforts on heading up our team building side of the business. And I know you've had some incredible guest speakers on our Monday evening call. I just want to make sure that everyone on this call knows that that call exists and knows about that the support website and everything that's happening on that end of it. Just a preface to your remarks, I made my first $1 million selling the plans as an employee benefit. And I loved it. And I really learned a lot about marketing this incredible product. But I've earned an additional $11 million, $11 million more on putting a team together and understanding the power of override income and passive income. And I know that's what you're teaching, and you've got some incredible speakers and trainers lined up on that call. I'd like to turn the call over to you just to share with everyone what's going on there and making sure that they are plugged into that information.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Riches. Good morning to all of our HRMC B2B family. I'm excited to be here with you. And yes, we do, in fact, every Monday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time, come together and talk about that very topic that Mr. Riches mentioned, just exactly how you can have a leveraged income by building a world-class international team of your own. Now, if you've got a pen and paper out, great. You can write down 6 p.m. Central, but you don't have to write down the phone number because it's the exact same number you dialed to listen to this call this morning. Same number, same day, just in a call in the evening. Again, at 6 p.m. Central time every Monday evening. And we're going to talk this evening to the gentleman who is in charge at Legal Shield of all of Southern New England. He's a great friend of our GY3 success team. His name is Kevin Palacci, and he's responsible for everything that goes on in the states of Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. Last week, which you can catch in the archives, we heard from the network vice president for New York City and that metropolitan area, Mr. Cliff Malloy. And you're going to continue to hear, including this evening, from folks that are being poured into all over the country by top trainers and speakers. We've had folks like James Paris, who was in the Fast Start to Success class in Florida with Mr. Chip Humphrey, a Millionaire Club member, a gentleman who earned his seven-figure income part-time while also being a school principal. And he is not just a high achiever at Legal Shield, but he's a phenomenal trainer. James Paris is going to bring back some nuggets from that event on the call this evening. And I could continue to talk about everything. We have a loaded up call this Monday, tonight, and every Monday. Basically, it comes down to this. We want to help you to access every part of the diverse opportunity at Legal Shield. Now, this morning, you're hearing about and we're focusing on the B2B opportunity, the employee benefits opportunity, the small biz opportunity. But make no mistake, the Legal Shield universe is so much bigger. We have Legal Shield en Español, Ladies of Justice, the Commercial Driver's Legal Plan, and so many other aspects of how we bring equal access to justice to communities around this country and soon around the world. We want to help you to have in your portfolio of success people that are focused on and experts in every single aspect of what Legal Shield has to offer. And if you are excited about that idea for your business that you're the CEO of, join us this evening and get that information. I look forward to spending that time with you this evening. Mr. Richards, thanks for giving me a moment with the team, and I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Jim. I am excited about what we're doing in that area, and I just want to make sure everyone's plugged in. If you've not yet registered, go to gy3successteam.com and create your member account there. Get on the text alerts for that side of the house. And again, I can't overemphasize the importance of being plugged in on that, because putting a team together changed my life. It has been the most financially rewarding thing I've ever done in my life. And I was not excited about it. I was the last person I thought would ever put a team together. I was very opposed to team building when I first started. But I read enough books, I associated with enough people to make that paradigm shift in my mind. And I'm telling you today, it was the biggest financial decision I've ever made. Now, we're not trying to take our people that are focused on production and selling group benefits and make them all team builders. But if you're out there and you say, hey, I've got a few extra hours in the evening, I could help, I could start putting my team together, that's the call you want to plug into to learn the how-tos of and really the whys of doing that. Also in the HRMC back office, there's a ton of great training under leadership resources that is just incredible information on helping you understand that, how to put a team together and why that's so important. I'm really excited to take the call now to, again, not in Dallas this morning, but in Denver, Colorado. My brother, Mr. Mike Rich, is joining us. Mike's a $200,000 income earner, has done an incredible job putting the resources together that our team uses every day. We appreciate you so much, Mike, for spending time away from your family and from your business and helping each of us to grow our businesses. We appreciate you and your efforts in that area. We're excited to spend time with you in Dallas. I know you've got some exciting things you're going to be rolling out at our team breakout session. We took a preview of that last week, and I know everyone's going to be just thrilled as you roll those things out. I'm going to turn the call over to you to let you share with the team this morning anything that's on your mind and tips and thoughts that you have to help us grow our business.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, thank you very much. I want to thank Michael Dagan. I thought he did an excellent segment. And Michael, good luck to you up in Detroit. I know that's going to be a successful trip for you. And then Jim Tanner, always enjoy hearing from Jim. I was thinking, we had Michael, Mike, and Mark. It was kind of the Triple M Club. And then Jim got on, and I thought, well, that might ruin our Triple M thing, but then Jim always does such a great job speaking. It's like, even if his name doesn't start with M, I'm really glad that he's on these calls. And I say that obviously facetiously. Jim, I appreciate your leadership and all that you do and love the direction that our business has evolved into. And certainly Jim has been an instrumental part of that. Mark, you mentioned Dallas, and I just got to tell you, I am so excited that for this event coming up in just a matter of days now. I guess we're about 3 weeks away still, but not even 3 weeks away, 2.5 weeks away. Still, you know, we're far enough out that someone can buy a cheap flight into Dallas. That's one of the great things about Dallas versus Oklahoma City and some other markets. You can get cheap flights into Dallas. You know, you might have to sit on a, you know, Spirit Airlines flight or something like that, and you might have to pay for, you know, carrying your purse on with your, you know, I mean, there, you might have to make some sacrifices, but I'm telling you, if you'll get to Dallas, it will be so worth it. You will be so glad that you did. And Mark, you talked about that already this morning. I just want to echo what you said and echo that sentiment. I am really excited about our team breakout. We're going to be rolling out a brand new identity theft workshop, or I should say an updated identity theft workshop. I'm excited to do that. We're going to be talking about some marketing emphases that we have. I'm really excited about as we move and as we get into the second quarter of the year. That's a great part about the timing of that event is we'll be right there in the second quarter. We'll be ready to launch into that second quarter. So I'm excited for that. And then we're going to be rolling out a team retreat for this summer. And I don't want to give you any details on that. We're going to cover all the details there in Dallas, but I'm telling you, just more incentive to be at that event, to be plugged into that event, and I'm so excited for it. As you mentioned, Mark, we're up in Colorado. Actually, we're in Steamboat Springs, which is kind of in the middle of ski country, I guess. We're in the Rocky Mountains. I mean, just loving it up here. There's more white stuff on the ground here than I've seen in a long, long time. And that's why we're here. My kids, they've been wanting to play in the snow for a long time. We obviously don't get that down in Dallas very often. And so we're up here to go play in the snow. We're going to go snow tubing today. It's just one of those things that I love about our business. My kids are on spring break, so we can travel and go enjoy what this world has to offer. And I feel very blessed to be able to do that. I feel very blessed, to be able to make a decision on whether to travel or not. And there are certain factors that we look at when we make a decision like that. But I'm grateful that factors like, you know, what are our kids going to enjoy? What's going to be, you know, something that we can build lasting memories with? That those factors are far more important and weigh far more heavily in our decision than what can we afford to do. And I don't say that, again, I want to be super clear. I don't say that in a pretentious way. I hope it doesn't come across like that, because I just feel very blessed that's the lifestyle that we have. And it's something that we truly desire for every one of our associates. And that really, I want to transition into what I want to train on today, and that's really the base of it. I want to talk about being a mature associate. This really has been on my mind. I heard in church recently someone gave a definition of maturity that I had never heard before or considered before, but I thought it applies 100% to our business. And the definition that they gave of maturity, if you're taking notes, you might just jot this down. They said maturity is the ability to make short-term sacrifices in order to achieve long-term goals. Maturity is the ability to make short-term sacrifices in order to achieve long-term goals. I really hope and I expect that members of our team have long-term goals. I hope that you that are listening right now, that you have long-term goals, that you have that your future looks different than your past. As good as your past may have been, I hope that you have big long-term goals. I hope that you have things that you want to accomplish that you haven't accomplished yet. I hope that you have people that you want to help that you haven't helped yet. I hope that if you have a difference that you want to make that you have not made yet. I hope that we have long-term goals. And I love, again, this definition of maturity. Maturity is that ability to make the short-term sacrifices that are necessary in order to achieve those long-term goals. Well, what short-term sacrifices do we make in our business? This really got me thinking about our business, and I think this applies to a lot of areas in life, frankly, but as it applies to our business, what short-term sacrifices do we make? And maybe a more important question, what short-term sacrifices are you willing to make, am I willing to make, in order to achieve those long-term results that we're looking for? And I want to share with you this morning three areas where I think that this really, again, directly applies 110% to what we do in our business. Three areas where it really is necessary to make a short-term sacrifice in order to enjoy a long-term success or long-term results or achieve long-term goals. The first is something that Michael Dagan already spoke about this morning, and that is prospecting. And here's what I've seen in my 17 years in this business. I've seen that prospecting, more than anything else in the employee benefit side of our business, prospecting is the key to success in our business. And it's not the only skill that you need. It's not the only thing that we do. Obviously, you'll get paid to prospect directly. You know, it might be different. Maybe people would treat it differently, although I don't think that they would, if they got paid directly to prospect. If someone said, for every call that you make today, I'm going to pay you $1, or I'm going to pay you $3, or I'm going to pay you $5 for every call that you make, I think most people would probably make more calls. Although I still don't think most people would tap into their full potential, but that's just my opinion. But I think most people would be more willing to engage in that activity if they were paid directly. Well, we're not paid directly. People are not going to pay you $5 or $3 or $1 per call that you make. But you are paid indirectly because prospecting leads to everything else. Prospecting leads to decision-maker meetings. Prospecting leads to enrollments. Prospecting leads to retention. Prospecting leads to servicing groups. It all starts with prospecting. You might be the best enroller that our company has. You might be the best person at getting up and making an employee presentation, and you just interact so beautifully with all the employees. And I mean, you just open your mouth, and people are hanging on every word, and it won't make one bit of difference if you're not willing to prospect. You might be the best at doing decision-maker meetings. You might be one of these that gets in a decision-maker meeting and just instantly forms a connection with that decision-maker. I mean, you might be a master at building relationships of trust, and which is such an important skill in completing a successful decision-maker meeting. But none of that matters. It won't matter one bit if you're not willing to prospect. So prospecting is where it's at. It's where it begins. It's everything else rests on prospecting. And here's what I've learned. Most associates don't prospect enough. And most associates don't prospect long enough to develop any rhythm. Maybe they don't understand that prospecting is really just short term. You know, and when I say that, what does that mean? What does short term really mean? Is that, you know, today? Or would you be willing to prospect today? I mean, that's pretty short term. What about this week? Would you be willing to really pull all the stops out? Think about your best day prospecting. What, you know, how many contacts did you make? Could you triple that every day this week? Well, you know, maybe that's something that we could look at. What about 90 days? I love when people go on 90-day runs. Someone told me a long time ago, and this was one of my associates on my team, She said anyone can do anything for 90 days. So I like that, going on a 90-day run. That's short term. More than all of that, though, I really like Scott Brooks, what he said. He said when he started, he knew that he was going to prospect like crazy for a year. That was his short term. And some of us might look at that and say, ooh, a year doesn't sound very short term. Well, compared to the rest of your life, I hope that a year would be short term. And here's the reality. A year of consistent prospecting will really help you get the traction that you need in groups. Now, 90 days would give you a really good start to that, for sure. And a week would be important to getting to 90 days. And obviously, you can't do a week if you're not willing to do today. But I like the goal, and I like the idea, and I like the philosophy of saying, I'm going to prospect hardcore for 1 year. I'm not going to let anything get in my way. Even those weeks that I have lined, filled up with decision maker meetings where I've got enrollments lining up, even those weeks, I'm still going to create time for prospecting. What I mean by that, I'm still going to block off portions of my schedule to be able to prospect. Now, is that a sacrifice? I think so. I think it is. It's definitely a sacrifice of time. But I think it's a sacrifice for people to do something that most associates are not comfortable with. Listen, you might jot this down in your notes. Most associates don't enjoy prospecting. I've met a few who do or who say they do, but most associates don't. Most associates don't like getting on the phone and making 50 to 75 calls. Most associates don't like going out in the cold and walking into businesses to prospect. Whatever method of prospecting you're going to do, most associates don't enjoy doing it. There are a few who do, but most associates do not. And therefore, most associates don't prospect enough, or they don't prospect long enough to really develop a rhythm. Most associates don't get feedback on their prospecting. Most associates will not record themselves making calls for an hour, and then go to someone who is experienced and say, could you listen to a sample of my calls and give me some feedback? Most associates are not mature enough to do that. Most associates don't enjoy it. Most associates don't do it enough. And therefore, most associates, I'm going to make the argument, are not mature. That's just the truth of it. I'm not trying to be negative about that, but most associates are not mature enough to prospect the right way for the right amount of time in order to get the right results. Most associates are not. Let me transition into the second area where I really see maturity. And I see this with people who have made it in our business and people who have not made it in our business. And I again, especially with that definition of maturity being the ability to make short-term sacrifices to enjoy long-term results or to achieve long-term goals. And that is team building. Team building is a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice of time. It's a sacrifice of effort. It is absolutely a sacrifice of emotion. Sometimes it's a sacrifice of money, but I've made the case before, and I'll make it again and again, that I think if you're recruiting the right way, it shouldn't be a big sacrifice of money. You should be able to get a pretty short-term return on whatever investment is there. If you have a good recruiting system, because people are buying memberships and that does generate a little bit of cash flow. It doesn't generate a ton of cash flow, but it shouldn't take a ton of investment to be able to recruit. So, but short-term, it does require a sacrifice of money, but it absolutely requires a sacrifice of time and, like I said, a sacrifice of emotion. It's hard to consistently take the time to focus on building a team. It's hard to do that, especially, as Jim and Mark mentioned earlier, when you're focused on employee benefit sales, when you're focused on the B2B side of our business, and that's your major, and that's what you're doing for 30 to 35 hours a week. It's hard to take that 5 or 10 hours a week and section that off and say, I'm going to dedicate that to building a team. It's hard to, frankly, have to go through the masses to find the few who are cut out for what we do. And that's just recruiting 101. That's something that we have to be willing to do, but it's hard. I've talked to so many people who try recruiting, and they try building a team, and they say, they express their frustration. Why can't these people that I'm talking to just do more? Why can't they just engage? Why? And the answer is, I don't know why. But like Jim Rohn said, I don't know why the sun rises in the east, but I can guarantee it's probably going to happen tomorrow the same way. Don't waste your time trying to figure out why. Just accept that's how it is, and that's how building a team is. My brother taught me this a long time ago. This was excellent advice when I first got started. He said, you're going to have to talk to a lot of people to get one to join your business, and you're going to have to get a lot of people to join your business to find one leader. But the great news is you don't need a lot of leaders to do well in what we do. In fact, four really good leaders would make you a platinum executive director, and you'd have a six-figure income for the rest of your life. I mean, that's the long-term results. That's the long-term goal, right? Well, that requires some short-term sacrifices, and they're hard, and it's not easy to do. It's not easy to call someone, and they ask a question that was just covered on a conference call that they were on. And you're like, did you not listen to the call? That's what you want to say, but you want to be professional, and it's hard sometimes to say, yeah, let me redirect you. Let me help you. It's hard to invest emotionally, to develop relationships with people, and then have them quit. That's tough. That's hard. That's a sacrifice, folks. But it is a short-term sacrifice that mature associates are willing to make to achieve those long-term results. Most won't. Most, like I said earlier, I use the word intentionally, most will try to recruit. Most will try team building. But you know, I like what Yoda said, do or do not, there is no try. That's a made-up word. You can't try something and expect results. And that's what most associates will try it for a bit, but will not give it the consistent long-term effort that is really required. Most associates won't engage in personal development enough to become the leader that attracts successful associates. And notice I use the word engage very intentionally as well. It's one thing to listen to personal development. It's one thing to listen to the audios, to read the books. But are we really engaging? Are we allowing, this personal development material to change our lives, to change who we are? That's what personal development is all about. It's not personal reading. It's not personal listening. It's personal development. But are we allowing ourselves to develop? Again, that's not comfortable. That's hard. And most associates won't do it. Most associates won't recruit enough people to find the leaders. Most associates won't dedicate that time consistently or for long enough to really see those results. Most associates, again, not to be negative, but when it comes to team building, most associates are not mature. They're just not mature enough to get the results that they're looking for and that they truly desire long term. They're just not mature enough to see it. The third area where I think we see this absolutely directly, we've talked about it already this morning, but the third area that requires maturity, it requires someone to see that and to say that I'm willing to make a short-term sacrifice in order to enjoy a long-term result, and that is plugging into events. And we got a perfect example coming up here in 2 or 3 weeks in the Dallas event, the Legal Shield International Convention, coming up in Dallas. But this is the case with all events. Events require a sacrifice. They require a sacrifice of time. Again, you're taking a weekend out of your schedule. Some of you are going to be in Dallas. You're missing things that you would rather do, that you would maybe even prefer to do, or that you would enjoy doing. You're missing family events. You're missing, whatever. I don't know what everyone is sacrificing, but everyone who's there is sacrificing something with their time. I heard Michael Dagan say that earlier. My time is worth something. We have to invest our time wisely. There's no better investment of time than being at an event and being engaged in events. But they require a sacrifice. They require a sacrifice of money. I mean, some associates may be able to drive to the event, and maybe they'll share a hotel room, and they've found ways to kind of cut down on those costs. But most associates are going to be in Dallas, and there'll be thousands there. Most associates will invest hundreds, some thousands of dollars to be at that event. And, when you look at opportunity cost, again, what is your time worth? All of us are investing thousands of dollars to be at those events. And again, I'll make the case that being properly engaged in an event, there are very few better investments of your time. That is one of the best investments of your time that you could possibly make. It's a better investment than prospecting, right? Like that, I would never hesitate to tell an associate that's involved in B2B, take 3 days away from your business and don't prospect during those 3 days. Don't go meet with decision makers during those 3 days. Don't go enroll in employees in those 3 days and go to be at this event. The Dallas event, I feel 100% strongly. If someone called me today and said I had a company that wanted me to come enroll their employees, but I put it off till April so that I could be in Dallas. They wanted me to come that last weekend, but I told them I'm going to have to push that up. I would tell them that's one of the best investments that they could possibly make. It's that important. There's very few things that you could invest your time in more wisely and get a better return on your time than being at these events. And again, I use that word engage, being engaged in these events. Because it's different. There's a difference in being at an event and being really engaged. Now, I think that most associates, this is the good news, most associates that make the commitment and follow through on the commitment to be at the events, like Dallas coming up in a couple weeks, most associates there, most of them will be actively engaged. Like they'll be in the room, they'll be taking notes, but some won't. Some will take the time away from other things. They'll spend the money, and they'll get to Dallas, and then instead of being in the main hall or the breakouts, instead of really engaging, they'll be out in the hall talking to other people. And you got to be real careful of those. They're like leeches, man. They'll grab a hold of you and suck. And you got to be real careful of those. Someone comes up to you in the hall and starts talking to you. I'm not saying that everybody that does that is necessarily a leech, but you got to be careful. Be careful not to get sucked into those conversations. And the next thing you know, you're out in the hall talking, and you're missing the million dollar nuggets that are being shared in the room, whether that's a breakout or the main session or whatever it is. But again, most associates, I think that if they're mature enough to get to the event, they're mature enough to engage in the event. But again, most associates are not. They're just not mature enough. And again, I'm not trying to be negative, but they're just not mature enough. Most associates will not be at the event. Thousands will, but tens of thousands won't. Most associates are not mature enough to make that commitment, to make that sacrifice of time, money, energy, resources, emotion, to engage in an event and really allow that event to change their lives. Most are not, and therefore I'll make the case, most associates are not very mature. But the ones who are empowered to get those long-term results. And you've heard me say that several times here this morning. Most associates are not mature. Here's the great news. You can be a mature associate, and many of you are the mature associates. And we get to make the decision whether we are mature or not. And that's not a membership card that we're going to get. There's no designation. Congratulations, you're Performance Club qualified. Oh, congratulations, you're mature. I mean, that's nothing that we're going to get on a ribbon or a banner on the website. Here are mature associates. But it's something that we'll know, and you'll know. And you'll know it based on the decisions that you make, based on the decisions that we make today about how we're preparing for events, about the time and energy that we're willing to commit to building a team. And we'll know, the mature associates, you'll know if you're a mature associate based on how you're willing to prospect today and tomorrow and the next day. Are we willing to really dig our heels in, to plant our flag here and say, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it. This is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do well. I'm not just going to be an associate with Legal Shield. I'm going to be one of the best associates with Legal Shield. I'm not just going to get results. I'm going to get big results. And here's why, because I'm mature, and I'm going to make the short-term sacrifices that I got to make to get those long-term results. If you're willing to do that, then I want to share with you where I started. The long-term results are really sweet. They're really great. And it's impossible to put into words the gratitude that we feel and that I feel from seeing and tasting some of these long-term results. Again, the financial freedom to not have to worry about money, to not have to worry about paying a bill. And I'm not saying that we want to be irresponsible with our money, but to make decisions based on more important factors than whether we can afford this. What a blessing. What an incredible long-term result. That is worth making the sacrifice, paying the price in order to enjoy that. And whatever that means for you, that financial freedom, some of you right now are tired of driving that car that you're driving, and you want a nicer vehicle. Some of you want to build a pool in your backyard so that your kids, you know, have somewhere to invite their friends, or maybe you're trying to move from an apartment into a home. Some of you want to provide a better lifestyle for those that came before you. You've got a parent right now that is struggling, and you want more than anything to be able to provide something for them, a better life. But financially, you're going to have to figure out some things to be able to do that, and that's one thing that financial freedom would allow you to do. Some of you want to travel more. You want to see things that you've never seen before. Some of you have this dream board in your mind, or some of you maybe even in actuality, but this dream board of places that you'd love to go. And people talk about places they'd love to go. Well, go there. Do them. Those are the long-term results that don't have to be real long-term. Some of you might be there next year, because you're willing to start today paying the price, making the sacrifice that it takes to get there. Some of you want to contribute more to causes that move you. One of the things I love about our business is that we are making a living while making a difference. We can feel good about what we do. We can feel good about the products that we offer, that we're really protecting and empowering families. We can feel good about the opportunity that we give to others. When I recruit people, I feel good knowing that this opportunity can change their lives. When I sponsor someone, I can feel good because I know what kind of a difference this business made for me in my life. And I'm grateful to my brother for sharing this business with me and for being a little bit persistent that I join his team. I'm grateful for that. And I can feel good about that. And we can feel good about what we do in our business, but there are some of us that are passionate about causes outside of our business, and we would love to be able to dedicate more resources, more time, more money to those causes. And I don't know what that is for you, but I know some of you are really passionate about some causes, and you'd like to do more. And financial freedom, and more importantly, time freedom, the ability to dedicate time and to take time away from things like your business, that can happen for you in the future. And some of you are sacrificing time now to put into your business so that you can have time later for the rest of your life to enjoy contributing to some very important causes. I don't know what financial freedom and time freedom look like for you. I don't know what those long-term goals for you are. They better be personal, and they better be yours. And they better be more than just having more money in my bank account. They better be meaningful to you. But when they are, I'm telling you, folks, that's when magical things can happen. When we're willing to be mature, when we're willing to make the short-term sacrifices, then we can enjoy those long-term results. And I really desire that for our team. I really desire that for our associates. And again, I just speak from a place of gratitude for everything that we've seen. And, you know, I've been doing this for 17 and a half years. I've been blessed to see some and enjoy some phenomenal results. But I feel strongly that I'm just getting started, that we're just getting started, that we're just scratching the surface of what we really can do as an organization, as a team, and as a family. And I just want to express my gratitude to y'all for everything that you teach me and help me to do, and express really my love and my care and my concern for you, and my desire to help you achieve these results that you want to achieve and see these long-term goals become realities. And Mark, with that, thanks for the time on the call this morning. God bless everyone, and I'll turn the call back over to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Mike. Enjoy your time with your family out there in Colorado, snowy Colorado. And thank you for reminding all of us of our immaturity this morning. We appreciate that. No, fantastic information. You know, really important to listen carefully to what Mike taught this morning. It's just so important. I agree wholeheartedly with everything you said. And all of us can step up. All of us can do more. And it's really about our job as your coach and your trainer and teacher is to help you achieve all that you can achieve. And I think kind of a, you know, down-to-earth talk like that is important for all of us, and I appreciate you taking some time and sharing that with us this morning. I did want to note that group starter kit I mentioned at the beginning of the call is up now on the HRMC store. It's only $65, and that includes shipping. And it's just a lot of information. We super discounted some of the items in there to help new associates that are just getting out there starting their business, to help them get started on the right way and in a low-cost way. And it gives you everything you need to open, you know, prospect 10 different companies as well as write 100 memberships. So it should be a good investment, as Michael Dagan talked to us about, in your business to help you get things started. Appreciate each of you joining us on the call today. We've got a power-packed a week. Hopefully you've got a lot of appointments set. We've got our success team call tonight at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Once again, thank you, everyone, for joining us on our Monday morning call. Wish you a very successful week. God bless each one of you. Have a great day.